parade is on the air. Here we are, your favorites of a cinema screen. Here we are, each year you'll see each Hollywood queen. 100 million people in this nation, we extend this invitation. You are all invited to join our Hollywood party anywhere you are. Join us while we work and play. Okay, America, here we are.
This week, we are taking our audience inside the heavy gates of the Paramount Studios in Hollywood, right past the uniformed information desk man and his clerks, and sneaking out on the lot. From there, we'll stop by the office of Charles R. Rogers, the producer, and see what he has to tell us about his new picture. Good afternoon, Mr. Rogers. We're here on a quest to see if we can get some advance dope on your film, She Made Her Bed.
Well, of course you can. Anything you want. Now, wait. I have a better idea. Ralph Murphy, the director, just phoned me that he's going to screen some of the scenes at 2:30 in Projection Room 8. Would you like to come along?
Would I?
All right, let's go. Here's our own little theater. Have an easy chair.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
I'll show you the scenes as soon as Ralph Murphy arrives. We're about 5 minutes early. Would you like to hear something else in the meantime?
Yes. Isn't Lonnie Voss, the radio star, working here at Paramount?
Yes, he is. And I wish that he were working for me personally. His first picture is Melody in Spring. I'll have them run one of his songs for you.
Fine.
Hello, operator. Have you a soundtrack of Lanny Ross singing Melody in Spring? Good. Run it for us, will you?
The spring is here, love's time of year. So let us rejoice. Oh, and now, at last, the earth finds her voice. Her song accumulating, the season dedicating. So let us the song of love in it everything I've been dreaming of. Melody in spring, all the world in tune, morning, night, and noon, the lark is solo singing above the hum of the bee. The trees in chorus are singing, they're rushing on to the breeze. Melody in spring, singing in my heart, lips that ever cling, arms that never part. To you, darling, let me bring love's sweet melody in the spring. Melody in the spring.
That's grand, Mr. Rogers. I'm glad you liked it. Here's Ralph Murphy now. I guess we're all set to screen She Made Her Bed.
Before we start, I wonder if you'd mind telling me a little bit of the theme of the story.
Not at all. Sally Eilers is a girl who marries the wrong man first. She loves him, but is constantly annoyed by his ego and his desire to flirt with other women. She determines to accept her fate until a romantic, likable chap in the person of Richard Arlen enters her life. Her problem then becomes extremely difficult.
It sounds very interesting to me.
I believe that it is. What will we see first, Ralph?
The scene with Bob Armstrong, Sally Eilers, Grace Bradley, and Charlie Grayson. Armstrong is in his auto camp putting his wildcat through their paces in a cage for the benefit of the tourists and guests.
You mean the benefit of Grace Bradley.
That's right. Sally, as Armstrong's wife, is standing by the arena talking with Charlie Grayson, a camp employee.
Now that you've seen these voracious beasts rin and tear their food to the accompaniment of savage growls, I'll let you in on the secret of my power over them. It's all in the eye. It's the eye of their master, they fear. Yes, sir, folks, that's all I use. Just the human eye. And it works in the cage as well as in the parlor. the power of the human eye. For the benefit of the newcomers, I'll explain once more just how it's done. Gather up a little closer, everybody. Everybody stand up a little closer. I'm sure you can come closer than that.
Is he going in and pester those poor little wildcats again?
What, with the camp filled with pretty women? And all the tourists here for the county fair? Duke ain't going to miss a chance for an audience like that.
He thinks he's helping the business.
How long have you been married, Louis?
You know. 4 years.
Well, I had the itch for 7 years, but I didn't like it any better as it went along.
Armstrong, in his desire to show off, gets Dick Arlen to purchase a tiger for him from the circus at the fair. He does not tell his wife of this, but plans to surprise her. The animal arrives as he is standing in front of the house with Roscoe H.
Holy halibut, Duke. You should see what that fortune teller just drove in with.
Come on, honey. Let's go get it.
I suppose you want him put in here.
Well, if you're talking to me, I'd like to put as far away from here as you can get it.
Duke.
Huh?
What have you done?
Why, nothing, Laura. I got a tiger, that's all.
Oh, is that all? Just the tiger?
Yeah, that's a surprise.
Haven't we enough animals?
Well, a man's got to make business investments.
Where did you get it?
From the act at the fair. I'm going to tame it.
Where did you get the money?
Huh? Well, I,
My savings?
Well, you talk like I've done something wrong.
Am I supposed to think it's right? A tiger with my savings, all the money we've got in the world. Oh, Duke, how could you?
Everybody says that's just what my yak needs. Bigger cat.
I didn't say so. Why didn't you ask me? Just because you want to put on a pair of soldier pants and crack a whip in front of a lot of women, you take the money I've skimped over a year to save. What good is a tiger going to do?
Now, there you go, getting unreasonable. I do something to try to boost business, and you squawk.
Oh, Duke, you're impossible.
Armstrong, with his customary ego, endeavors to train the tiger as he has trained his mountain wildcat. His wife, watching him with Arlen, faints as the animal charges him. She awakens to find herself in Arlen's arms.
Oh,
Duke. Disappointed?
No. It just seems strange that you were the one that took care of me.
Well, don't ever be surprised again if you find me around on the foot pond to look after you.
Thanks. I don't quite understand.
Laura.
Yes, sir.
What I'm trying to tell you is this. Always before I bet on myself to win. Cashing in on a good time for Bill Smith. Getting ready for the next race. Now I see, I'll never be happy again. Yes, I know you're happy, too. Like the word at the fair yesterday. Now, do you understand?
You think a thing like that can happen to people that have only known each other 2 days?
What has time got to do with it? Some people can die in a second, others take their whole life doing it. One of the most important things in the world happen like that. The difference in winning or losing a horse race is the tenth of a heartbeat.
I must listen to you, Bill.
You still love me?
I don't know. Anyway, I married him 4 years ago, and I didn't do it with my eyes shut. And it was sick as long as he was in the picture.
Is that?
I don't know. Anyway, I've got to find out for myself.
During the tempestuous climax you have just heard, discovers which is the right man in the picture she made her bed. The voices of the featured players were Richard Arlen as Bill, Sally Eilers as Laura, Robert Armstrong as Duke, Grace Bradley as Eve, Charlie Grapewin, and Roscoe H. The incidental music was played by the Paramount Recording Orchestra under the direction of Nathaniel Finch. This program was produced in Hollywood by special arrangement with Paramount Pictures. Next week, another program in the Movie Parade series will be broadcast by this station. Be sure to tune in.